Public health officials from around the world are meeting in Seoul, South Korea this week, discussing a virus that could lead to a serious global outbreak if more isn't learned about how it's spread and how to respond to it. The virus is called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. You might remember MERS was in the news last spring when an outbreak in Seoul infected 186 people and killed 37. Joining us to discuss is Peter Benemberik, a MERS expert at the World Health Organization. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, what do we know about MERS thus far? Where does it come from?
So MERS started 3 years ago. We recorded the first case in Saudi Arabia in 2012. And since then, we have recorded worldwide 1,620 cases, of which a good third of them have died. So a serious disease affecting humans. And this one infected humans by contacts with camels.
Humans with camels, although it can then pass from human to human, correct?
Exactly. Once somebody gets it from a camel and go to a hospital to get treated, sometimes that person is not detected or recognized early on and then have time to pass on the disease to others within the hospital environment, typically.
And unlike, for example, Ebola, I was looking at the symptoms of MERS, and it might be very difficult to tell that you have anything unusual when you have MERS because the symptoms are kind of your run-of-the-mill sickness symptoms.
Yes. For some people, it's just a mild disease and you hardly recognize it. But if you are one of these susceptible individuals, you may show serious symptoms ranging from pneumonia, respiratory disease, fever, etc. So that's where you will show up at the hospital or seek treatment with a doctor. And in some cases, still then, it can be hard to detect as being a potential MERS case. And therefore, these individuals would not be isolated properly. And that's where the disease can be transmitted within a hospital environment.
You're telling us some of the things that we know about MERS. There is a lot that we don't know about MERS, in part because, at least in Saudi Arabia, where we first saw humans with this disease, there were no autopsies done.
Exactly. Believe it or not, so far out of the 1,620-something cases we have recorded so far, I think only a couple of them have been autopsied.
Why is that?
It's not a tradition in the region, and cases that have appeared in other countries have also, for many reasons, not been autopsied. So we don't really have a good picture of the disease course within a human individuals, and therefore it's also difficult to develop appropriate treatments.
Well, what are the treatments right now? If somebody were to show up in the hospital with MERS, what would be done to that person?
We don't have specific treatments. So when we have a MERS case, we treat the symptoms. So we will treat the fever, we will treat the pneumonia, we will treat the respiratory distress and hope that the body will then be able to fight off the disease by itself. And it works on young and healthy individuals. But if you're an elderly person with underlying conditions, diabetes, obesity, chronic respiratory disease, and so on, it might not be enough, and that's where we see the highest mortality rate.
So if you take this disease, which has, as you say, a higher mortality rate, it's got no specific treatment for it, and we don't have a lot of information about it, this sounds like a real problem for the global health community, especially if there is to be another outbreak.
Exactly. It's one of these diseases that keep us on the edge and keep us awake because it has a fairly high mortality rate. As I said, it's around 30 to 40% of the recorded cases have died so far. And that's to compare to influenza, where it's, depending on the type of influenza and the years, lies below 1% or around that. So you can see that it's a very severe and serious disease.
How do you think that the outbreak was handled in South Korea, where 37 people died?
In the beginning, clearly, they were overwhelmed. They were not well prepared. They were surprised by this outbreak. And therefore, initially, it looked like it was getting out of control. But quickly, they took matters seriously, put the resources that were needed, isolated all the contacts, introduced proper control within the hospital's environment and so on. And then within a few weeks, it was then brought under control. But clearly, that was a wake-up call, not only for Korea, but also for the rest of the world, because it showed that even in a very modern, well-functioning healthcare system, an outbreak like this could bring the whole system down on its knee and cause multiple side effects in terms of economic loss, social distress, etc., etc. So a very disturbing consequences.
That's Peter Benembrick, a MERS expert with the World Health Organization. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.